The first day of spring, the 20th of March 2014, and it's quite exciting here again at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. I've been waiting patiently since March the 12th to try a totally new roaster. I met Andrew in January. Andrew has a roastery, and it's quite a nice story. He has a roastery in Shrewsbury that he actually started with his father years ago, and we got chatting, and it all sounded extremely interesting. And he promised me then, back in January, to let me into a few of his coffees to taste and to review here on Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. And today is the day. I don't think I could have chosen any better day than today. This has been roasted on the 11th of March, and I received it hot off the roasting press, but of course I needed to let it sit a little bit, degas a little bit more, and just let it rest. So this is what I did. So 9 days after roast, I thought it was a perfect day to delve into it. Andrew kindly actually sent me two different coffees. An Indian Mysore, which, I've got a soft spot for Indian coffees, and I've had a Mysore before a long time ago. And he's also sent me a Costa Rican. His company, by the way, is called Aroma. And as I said, they're in Shrewsbury. They've got, I don't know how many roasters there. He did tell me, I think they've got about 3 different roasting machines there. Can't remember exactly all the names. But this one, and if you go on the website, you'll see they have actually a lot of different coffees there on offer. And they supply quite a few people in the area as well. On the gastronomy side, and of course they've got, like everybody else now, a web shop as well. So I delved through all their coffees there, and what caught my eye was, as I said, the Indian and the Mysore I got, and then a Costa Rican. He's got some different roasting styles on the website as well. He's got some espresso blends, but I kind of prefer a lighter roast, the medium roast. And as per usual, when I today thought which one am I going to have, my heart guided me towards the Mysore, and I snipped the bag open. I laid all the coffee beans out appropriately on an Indian scarf, which I'm quite happy to use for the first time on my shoots here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, and they all look beautiful. They're quite big, those beans, actually. It's a beautiful mid-range color-wise roast, I'd say. It's kind of a matte finish. There's a tiny bit of there's no shine at all. It's just the sun shining in a little bit. It's just beautiful. There were just a few beans that I picked out, which some of them elephant ears, that can happen, and some of them just Quakers, which can happen as well. But with a keen eye, you can just pick those out so that then when you actually use it, you know that you are giving your shot the best shot by just using pristinely roasted beans, which they definitely are. So I've pulled the shot. In fact, the first shot was already very good. It's a rich, creamy extraction, and landed beautifully into my shot glass. The other nice thing actually to say about the packaging is there's a very nice kind of enticing way that Andrew guides those people who are drinking his coffee. So let me just read you what it says there. This is the Mysore, as I said. It's grown in the south of India. And it says, we have selected a high-grade Plantation A. This is a well-rounded coffee with chocolatey afternotes. Try this coffee with food and you will not be disappointed. And then a few tip, tip, tip little dots kind of let the mind wander. And then it says, sip and enjoy. And that's exactly what I did. I sipped and I so enjoyed. Chocolatey notes, yes, for sure. They're there lingering in the background. And it's a very long-lasting finish. Kept it obviously neat as an espresso. I think I'll leave the flat white and the latte for tomorrow. It was so good that I actually pulled another shot, and I finished the first one, and I'm gonna just try the second one now live. It is really lovely. It's got a beautiful mouthfeel, quite heavy mouthfeel. It yielded just actually 30 grams in 30 seconds, or was it just a little over? Can't remember now. But perfect. I mean, it just looked so good. I actually took a picture while he was coming through the naked portafilter at the same time to show this richness and thickness, that nectar-like and really nice chocolatey notes. Just a beautiful coffee, really. Something that one can celebrate with on a first day of spring, for sure. I'm going to take another sip. And the crema, let's just tell you about the crema. The crema, it was just a lovely Guinness effect. And the crema just sat there forever on top. Stirred it in, which you should do. Just the crema, which has just all the oil stuff sitting there, just amalgamate with the rest of the flute. And it's just beautiful. So thanks again to Andrew, and I can't wait to try the Costa Rican. It'll be for another day, though. Now I'm sipping and enjoying the Mysore, roasted to perfection by Andrew. Aroma in Shrewsbury. Check them out.